Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Big Bang Theory, and a tape camp. Plus, Wilson Pickett. It's on the way in just a minute.
Der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey! Denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Donnie Baker Street. A year round we would trick or treat and play paintball and get stowed in your jaw if you said the wrong things. I had this dream about buying a boat, so I sewed some tapes that me and Scotty wrote. Gotta use sport craft, put a mattress in back, and me and Boner both got laid. Angel Skinner, she was so easy. And Patty Ferguson, so sleazy. But she's pregnant. Well, they're both pregnant now. Dusty's mom used to be happening. Rumor had it she did Eric Clapton. But Dusty told me it was a Rolling Stones.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick, we've received a theory from a listener who, I think he's onto something here.
Is this about the Carnage weekend at the compound?
It is not.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Is that something you wanted to revisit?
No. I thought that.
Tom, we know that Chick is not a fan of the show The Big Bang Theory.
True.
Right.
Doesn't care for it.
I've watched it several times and never laughed once.
I think it's a great show.
Okay. Tom loves it. Chick, the opposite. Well, Pat has written in from Piedmont. He says, I was surprised to hear that Chick doesn't like The Big Bang Theory, but then I went to their Wikipedia, and here's what it says. The show revolves around a group of people trying to deal with a guy, quote, who finds many routine aspects of social situations difficult to grasp. He is determined to have his own way, continually boasting of his intelligence, and has an extremely ritualized way of living.
Whoa.
Ta-da!
Pat says, I think I understand why he doesn't watch.
You are living it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
You wouldn't find it entertaining.
Yeah.
And that's why you enjoy it so much.
Tom loves it.
Yeah, that's why I think it's wonderful.
I think it's great.
I think it's great.
Terrific cast.
Terrific.
Everybody's fun.
It is a very, very bright
Which
cast.
One was in the... there was a movie that one of the girls was in that she was... Naked. What movie is
she
that?
She played a flight attendant in something.
Kaley Cuoco was naked in that?
No. The other.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's, we talked to Mr. Skin about it.
She's somebody else's girlfriend on the show.
Small,
not Kaley.
Blonde woman. Right, she has large, large
glasses.
Features.
Mm.
She's very funny.
Very, very. A Spanish race walker.
Now, wait, hold on a second. Does this involve...
You're going to like this. We have accompanying video.
Okay.
Oh, this is the athletic sport of race walking. This is not some kind of protest thing.
Right.
What?
This isn't somebody not stepping on the backs of anyone.
Crossing a bridge.
Whenever
with signs.
We talk about the word race, he feels like it's okay, go.
I thought this sport was dropped.
A Spanish race walker who celebrated her win prematurely missed out on securing a medal. According to ESPN, Laura Garcia Queiro was about to win third place at the 2024 European Athletics Championships and started to celebrate as she approached the finish line.
Oh no.
Here she is.
She's excited.
She's got a little race walking. Woo!
Whoops, she didn't quite do it. She was pumping her arms and got...
I cannot.
They're running. They're not walking anyway.
Oh, no.
No, they're walking.
They're walking.
Okay, if they make a Disney movie with people... Who look like canines.
What? Who look like canines?
She has
a bit of a muzzle.
A bit of an angular.
Looks like a great dame come to life.
Race walking is fraudulent. Mm-hmm. It's not a...
Fraudulent?
No.
What do you mean? She's wearing a cape?
Race walking, it looks like normal people who really have to go to the bathroom in a hurry.
It does.
Dude. Like
ducks. That was in slow motion.
They're jogging at the end.
It's very well policed. You have to have a foot on the ground at all times.
And apparently, after watching that video, people are protesting, saying all their feet are off the ground, so they're not technically race.
People are protesting.
And
race
this was Ukraine's Ludmila Olatsvska. Snuck past her to snag the bronze medal.
All right.
You know what race walking is when you've got... There's one cart at the grocery store, and you see someone else going for it. You do that race walk thing. That's as close as it is to...
I thought race walking was when you cross the street when you're in certain neighborhoods and you pass people.
That's how Tom does it.
I've done that on a daily basis.
Thank you, Willie.
I ain't scared. Yeah.
You don't have to yes-and me that much when I'm calling you racist.
Rodeo bull over the weekend.
I just think race walking is a fake. Didn't they drop it from the Olympics?
I don't know. I'll look it up. Maybe.
I don't get why that one's real. I don't get why they do where they have the hurdles and then you have to get wet. I don't get why that's a real event.
Steeplechase.
That looks like a fake one. I didn't think it was. It's so crazy that that's a real track and field event.
And they have to dig up the track to put it in. How come you're digging up the turf when you got to put a giant puddle here?
There are two race walking distances contested at the Summer Olympics, 20 kilometers, 50 kilometers. 50 is men only. 20 is men only.
How do they police that?
That's men only. No girls.
And no girls.
That's the He-Man Woman Hatin's Club there.
Yes.
It's a tree fort.
Al Bundy's no ma'am.
Thinking about going to the rodeo? Is it Dusty Slay who said, I need to go to two or three more rodeos because I'm getting tired of people asking me, this ain't my first rodeo.
that way I've done at least two.
That's right. Yeah. From Sisters, Oregon, a rodeo bull hopped a fence surrounding an Oregon arena and ran through a concession area into the parking lot.
Where it hopped into its car and
sped away. injured at least three before wranglers caught up with them. The crowd at the 84th Sisters Rodeo singing along with Lee Greenwood's God Bless America as the bull ran around the arena before it hopped over the fence. Video posted online shows the God bless the USA like it's nothing. I knew Tom would lose his mind.
Wow,
when he saw
if a bull goes into the crowd, it's yours to keep.
That's right.
And the amazing thing is he knew where to jump to get out of the arena.
He's been planning this.
Yeah, he has.
He has been planning
this. That bull barely had horns. Did you see it?
And they
weren't sharp.
So 2,000 pounds of meat jumping in your lap would be okay?
I'm terrified.
That's all.
There he goes, running around. Lee Greenwood, God bless the USA. Oh, listen to Tom when it goes over the fence.
He takes a running
Getting close. Here he goes. Ah!
And it's kind of a no-look pass thing. He kind of doesn't even look when he turns last
second.
He
knew exactly where he was going.
He sees there's a space, so he doesn't land on the stands, but it's close.
Right.
He gets that...
he wasn't trying to hurt people.
There's some poor guys out there in the behind the stands getting a hot dog.
That is funny.
And he hears the crowd scream, turns around. Ah!
Yeah, I wonder what I missed. Hey, hey, buddy, I was... Ah!
You think you get a rack of ribs? Thank you. Thank you very much. Boy, these are delicious. It's like the Larson comic where the cow is laying in the lawn chair sunbathing, and he's thinking, boy, I could go for a cheeseburger and some milkshake. Okay, cliff diving's marquee event. Thrilled spectators in Boston. The Royal the Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series.
These are always fun.
100th stop in history. Participants plunged up to 90 feet from a waterfront art museum into the harbor below on Saturday. The Boston diving event is the only U.S. stop this year because it's insane. The series wraps up in Sydney, Australia in November. Organizers say the cliff diving attracts a special kind of athlete, especially when winning means leaping from the art museum into frigid waters in Boston. Third straight year that the spectator event has come to Boston. They had the announcers standing up on top of the platform where the guys were going to dive from. And
the whole time?
Yeah, no, not the whole time, but when they they're doing their welcome. Oh, you're looking live at Boston, Massachusetts. The two guys are out there on where they're diving from.
Nerve wracking.
Remember when you were a kid in the wide world of sports? And they'd be doing it in Mexico, and they have to wait for the wave to come because if it's
too shallow, they'll die.
He's not going yet because he'll hit solid rock.
You know, the jumpers don't care to see the rocks before they...
That's why they don't.
And a couple of those guys, I remember they were kind of heavy set.
That was one of my favorite events.
Terrifying.
World of sports, yeah.
But I didn't realize at the time those were all taped. So if something had gone wrong...
You wouldn't have seen it.
Well, of course not.
I mean, of course. I thought it was happening as I was watching.
The only reason to watch it is to hope something goes wrong.
You wanted somebody to.
No, I know.
You wanted one of the fat guys to explode on the rock.
Hey, looks like El Gordo. El Gordo hit the cliff.
El Gordo.
Sorry.
Just hate fat people.
He does. There's nothing worse than being fat. I thought you were supposed to take your electrolytes. What happened?
I just did. Ow.
What do you got, a Charlie horse?
Charlie
horse.
Okay,
God.
A Welsh mechanic.
You ever get one of those in your taint?
What?
I'm not kidding. I'll say once every 3 months.
A cramp in your taint?
Particularly if I sneeze, sometimes I will get a Charlie horse of the taint.
It is exquisite.
Huh. Can you imagine telling your doctor that?
I need to. Something's happening.
Is this during... I assumed it was during lovemaking. It's not when it's happening?
No.
Huh.
I'll never forget I was working at a movie theater the first time it ever happened. I sneezed just as I was about to urinate, and my taint didn't know what to do. It was confused.
I'm sorry.
And I
hope there's a doctor.
I fell to my knees. It was bad.
So I'm sorry. So I missed part of this. So you get a cramp between your... The dirt button and the genitalia.
Perineum.
Am I really alone in this?
How do you
know you're not alone?
This was during a lovemaking session. Did you drop the fleshlight?
Josh? He twisted the facts.
Yeah, so he did.
What's the guy saying, Blazing Saddles? You're on your own.
Pat, it's happened to you?
Yeah. That and the calves, the hamstrings.
Well, the calves, sure.
This is during intimate sessions, Pat?
No,
not for me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I've gotten a cramp during intimate. I mean, of the calves or something.
Yeah, I've had the calves.
What do you do? You call timeout?
No.
Kinda.
No. I tell you what, you keep your mouth shut, okay?
You keep going. I need to take five in the dugout.
Let the spasm work.
I've had a few, like, Jordan flu games where you're hurting, but you got to just keep pumping. Yep.
Oh, you're a better man than I. If I get a cramp, I go, wait. I'll stop it.
You can't stop it.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little rain delay.
But I know I'm able to get right back into it.
You can't stop, Pat, because you're afraid you won't get it again?
Exactly.
What's going on?
Yeah, you got to keep going.
Oh, okay.
You say something like, I need a break, baby. This pizza's getting cold.
Baby.
Jeez, man. Oh, Tom.
See you guys. Look how funny he thinks it is. No, you see anybody else laughing in here? Look.
It's hurtful.
Babe, can we take a break? I don't see the steam on the chili anymore.
It's hurtful.
That means the slot got
much
turned off.
Funnier food.
It's coagulating. Honey, we got to stop.
Yeah, chili like in that. Bed is funnier, Willie.
There's a skin on the chowder. I got to stir it.
My shepherd's
pie. Right on the floor.
It's not going to last well.
All right. You mind if I check on the souffle?
The hot plate. The hot plate is touching your satin sheets.
We got to be careful here. I don't want anything to happen to whatever's in the hot plate.
Last time I was here, I blew the breaker. These hot plates take a lot of power, you know.
I'm sorry. Is it okay if I plug in 14 hot plates?
No, you don't have any sort of kitchen area.
No, it's all in the bedroom.
If I got you one of those bedstand refrigerators, would you put it in?
You mean a dorm fridge?
Yeah, though they have one that looks like a bedstand. It's a fridge.
They do.
You mean an end table?
What did I say?
Like a hotel nightstand.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It looks like a nightstand.
So it looks like it has two drawers, but you open it up, it's a mini fridge.
Who
is that for?
It's for me. I want it so bad, so I can drink Gatorade at midnight.
Nightstand refrigerator.
That's hilarious.
I would love that. That'd be great.
Yeah, Gatorade in there?
Gatorade, shower beer. Easy.
Oh, okay.
Propel.
Where were we? I lost my place. Where were we again? What was the story we diverted from?
You guys ever jumped off a cliff?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Real exhilarating.
I would have liked to a couple times. That's for sure.
I'd do once.
You got to be careful.
Welsh mechanic. Somebody look up what mechanic is in Welsh.
It's like glail goat.
Yeah, it's like a clock harger or something. Mm. Mm-hmm. Clock harger? You like that?
I could find
Are you
that.
Familiar with the Welsh language?
Not at all.
Okay.
Except for when Tom Jones had his TV show, we'd always end it with... Like something like Ipum.
He would like
Babsa or something.
He would.
He'd say, I'm Tom Jones and do Glenny Fotsglana.
And it would mean
throw your panties on stage.
Wet fart or something.
That room one.
Your little wet fart.
Wasn't he the king of having panties thrown at him? Yeah. Hotel keys and all that stuff.
Still is.
Oh, it's still kind of the fun
panties thing. Panties are full now, like, because they're adult diapers. But
Tom, I didn't
believe
you.
Folks, please. I'm trying to sing.
I finally found the mini fridge end table, $500.
Ooh.
There you go.
What gay fraternity do you have to be in to need that?
I don't know.
I want it to look nice.
It's really cool.
I mean,
it's pretty cool.
I want it. Yeah, I really want it. You said, who is this for? It's for me. It's right up my alley. They were doing their demographic is fat morons, and they found them. They landed right on
it. Don't talk about yourself.
The Welsh word for mechanic is Gweidar? Gweiadur. Gweidar.
And at the end of his show,
Gweidar went off when I saw that fridge.
Tom Jones would say, Gwynaik bid. Well, this is rough. I can't. This is like reading James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake. It's just syllable after syllable of nonsense.
You loved dropping that.
I dropped that book at a bookstore once, and then I'm never going to buy this piece of work. Gwynaik bid lawadad babam, sir.
He would just say that at the end of his show? Did that show last?
A couple years.
Yeah.
It means in Welsh, may you always be well and be happy.
Can we find that? Wilson Pickett singing with Tom Jones on the Tom Jones Show.
I saw that over the weekend.
It's amazing. You don't realize how much Tom Jones sounded like Wilson Pickett. It's crazy.
Cool.
And Wilson was very good.
Yes. And I thought Tom Jones was good.
Hey, here's Wilson Pickett and Tom Jones.
Hey, little girl with your red dress on.
Is that Wilson or Tom?
That was Wilson.
That's
Wilson Pickett.
Come back and get on my love today.
Great song.
Oh, my God.
Wilson Pickett.
Awesome.
And that other guy.
The Wicked Pickett.
Wicked. Mm-hmm. The Wicked. Okay. Wicked Wilson Pickett.
You like him?
Get Wilson Pickett.
Yeah. Would you like me
to here's what you're doing.
Stand up and dance?
We're having fun, yes.
No, we're having fun. We're having silence.
That's sports.
We're having silence.
Fun time. Fun.
There was no silence.
Christy, you better do something and you better not be silent.
A rare hood winker sunfish washed ashore in Oregon.
Huh?
Seaside Aquarium said the massive 7.3-foot fish first appeared on a beach in Gearhart last week and was still on the beach several days later. The aquarium said it's likely to remain there for some weeks as it's difficult for scavengers to puncture its tough skin.
Looks like a gigantic stingray.
Thought to only live in the southern hemisphere, the hoodwinker sunfish has drawn crowds of onlookers intrigued by the rare sight.
So they're called like that. It sounds like a sex move.
They're called that because right before they eat you, they wink at you.
There it is. Look at that thing.
This big blob of a fish.
What does that smell like, you think?
Nice photograph. I'm glad they got the Ford F-150 in there.
It's for sale.
Thank you. Yeah. You'd be complaining if there were nothing to sell.
Like Tom's the only person who's mad at a random photograph. good picture taken there.
The guy I saw.
Ansel, good picture, job, buddy.
The picture I had, there was a guy standing next to it. In any event, the hoodwinker sunfish sounds filthy.
A woman in the state of Maine enjoying a walk on a popular beach didn't see a sunfish, but learned quickly that quicksand doesn't just happen in the movies. Ms. Jamie Accord was walking at the water's edge at Popham Beach State Park.
Down by the water's edge!
When she suddenly sank to her hips in the sand and could not get out. She recalled, "I couldn't feel the bottom. I couldn't find my footing." Her husband was able to pull her out of the sand.
Yeah, I'm on my way. Seemed interested in something.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.